bloody hell. Go on. Well, here you go. Have
just,
your moment.
Well, I've just done a bit more investigation, a bit more of a bit of work on the photo that we saw of you when you did that interview, Middo. So you've got
was it an interview?
Well, what do you call it?
Yeah, it was definitely an interview.
It's a vox pop.
Vox pop, there you go.
Call it chasing publicity,
so,
we'll call it.
So you were wearing a...
Chasing fame. Chasing TV
chasing
time.
Fame.
Chasing TV
yeah,
time.
You were chasing,
that's what we'll call it.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
But it was a blue sort of right. Shearer's thing. Or like a,
no, it was a trucker. It was the Bond's trucker
single. Trucker single.
Yeah, everyone's got one.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hot day.
Out
on the
running
streets.
Near the Opera House.
Well, it was obviously a hot day.
Right, but why wouldn't you have a...
I went for a jog.
Yeah, but what are you doing with a Bond's... Blue singlet on. What are you training
that? That's his. That brings out the country and he makes him feel like he's still back in Orange.
Well, you know, it was a hot day and I wanted to.
Did you have your stubbies on as well? Your stubby
like
shorts.
Coming from
barefoot?
You,
did you have shoes on or barefoot?
Always.
Just
shoes.
A question. Okay.
Always.
Okay.
Shoes.
Okay. Yeah, blue trucker. I'm not sure I'm a blue. I didn't think
Middo
would
wear a singlet
trucker.
At the first chance.
Yeah. Son.
I'm surprised he didn't rock up here this morning in one.
Possibility.
Yeah,
it was a possibility.
Well.
Just to get the guns out.
But was that just to show that you're from the bush and you wanted to be stopped or what?
Was that your prep? Well, like, you know you're going to do an interview, so normally people go get hair and makeup. Yeah. So you went hair, makeup, blue trucker, ready to
I'll tell
you
exactly how it would have played out. Middo would have done the circling around, thinking,
looking for it,
waiting for her to sort of come up to me and go, excuse me, can you do
you
an interview?
You knew they were going to be there
so
at
he would have done the push-ups, he would have done the press-ups,
yeah, okay.
Got the arms sort of a bit toned. And then walk past and probably accidentally bump into it.
Had a bit of creatine first. And really
good
really
interview anyway.
Yeah,
I think in that photo you look fit, you look good, and you spoke very well.
And you
so.
Had product in your hair too, so well done.
Hair and makeup.
Ali Mosley, save me. Good morning to you.
I just listened to you comment for about 2 minutes straight there.
Thanks. Don't worry, he deserves it, Ali.
But Ali, who goes for a run with product in their hair? Seriously.
And makeup.
Yeah.
Look, I've got to say, I've probably got to agree with you boys there. Not that I want to continue the bashing Middo this morning, but, bit of a questionable decision, maybe.
You don't believe these two. Anyway, we've got a big weekend of racing there. We're returning to Rose Hill, Ali, so the track should be nice and fresh.
Yeah, we've had, well, if I'm looking out my window and they're getting as much rain as I'm getting here in Randwick, I would imagine that it'll be fresh and heavy. So it's a heavy eight at the moment. They're actually out there this morning. For trials as well, so a tricky meeting. Once you get sort of past the main carnival, it starts to get tricky, which maybe is a good thing though, because it means we can possibly find a bit of value. So I'm hoping that I might have found a little bit on the 10 race program at Rose Hill for you guys.
Is there something that you've marked in the black book that's running tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a few. So a bit of a sentimental bet kicking off actually in race one. So Lubertini, who was my absolute favorite horse in the world, who passed away not too long ago, her full little brother, Hawaii 5-0, actually stepped out for the first time in the two-year-old race, which is a really strong two-year-old race. And there's another horse in it that I like who I think is going to be hard to beat in O Tycoon, who I've been watching for quite a while. So a colt by Written Tycoon out of a Redoute choice there for Bjorn Baker with Rach King aboard has won all three of his trials so far. A child on a heavy eight last time out at Hawkesbury and was a pretty dominant winner there as well. But it's Hawaii 5-0 who I've got to watch on, and he's a big boy. So Libertini's full brother. Libertini was a big girl, and given that he's a colt, he's just got so much substance about him. But I love his action. I've watched him in all his trials. I've actually seen him the whole way through. So I've seen him as a weanling and a yearling and now here. And I hear the word from Tommy is that he can really gallop. So big tip there. And at 750 on debut, I know it's going to be really hard for him, but at 750 at the value, it's a big field. So we should get all three divvies. I just think he might be one to watch there in the first. Bit of a sentimental bet for me as well. So I hope he can come out and emulate his sister.
Okay, race one, number six, $8 as it stands. In fact, fixed odds with Tab, Hawaii 5-0. What about your best bet on the program, Ali?
Gee, I found this hard. Looking ahead then, so we'll jump to race eight, and there's a couple that I like here at the value. So I think, like I said, it's good with these meetings because you can probably find a little bit more value. So two, and the first of those is Maria Mia for Joe Pride with Sam Clipperton aboard, who is riding in red-hot form. So he'll be riding back in Sydney this weekend. Was on the worst part of the ground last start behind Anamant, and then three starts that close to probably Bjorn's Flying Mascot. I think probably hard to beat if she can cross and get across the speed early. So at the value, she's another one. And in that same race, I think Latino Blend way down, I think about $18 at the moment. If they all overdo it, can swamp them late. So just at that value as well. just thought I'd sort of look outside of it and see what we could get there, looking both in race 8. So that's at Eagle Farm. And then I just found this little smoky at Toowoomba, and I'm not entirely sure, because I find him really hard to catch, if I'm being completely honest. And it's not Zaki at $1.50, albeit I'm with him this week, finally, in the Doomben Cup. It's Irish Tongs for Kurt Goldman in Doomben Race 2. I just think seems silly money at that $31 quote at the moment. Kieran McAvoy aboard has gone well in heavy ground. I think he's racing well, and I just think the value for sure there up at Doomben in Race 2.
Okay, Irish Songs, Kurt Goldman. Race 2, $31, $7 the place.
I could be mad there, but I'm just if I'm finally going to catch him, I'd like it to be now.
Yeah, coming out of the Town Plate, of course, there in the race with Front Page. But, Ali, you have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mino. I hope they're not too mean to you for the rest of the morning.
Don't feel sorry for him, Ali. He gives as good as he gets. Don't worry about that.
I'm sure.
He's playing Mr. Nice Guy at the moment. Feel sorry for me.
It's a disgrace, this treatment, Ali. Thank you so much.